the item on compliance and implementation. You noted the implementation committee chairs and the first vice chair's report, and welcomed the committee's work in addressing many complex, numerous and complex compliance issues. You noted the comments by the delegations of Armenia, Belarus, European Union and Ukraine, and invited the committee to consider them as relevant in finalizing the draft decisions at its next session, next week, 1st and 4th of September, before forwarding them to the MOP sessions. You thanked the ad hoc group, ad hoc working group, and their German and UK chairs for the intensive efforts over 3 years to develop draft guidance on the application of the convention to the lifetime extensions of nuclear power plants, also in consultation with the stakeholders. You thanked Germany for the in-kind Russian translation of the draft document, and thanked ad hoc groups meetings host, Austria, Germany, European Commission, the Netherlands, Portugal, and the UK, and regretted that meetings in Bulgaria, Finland, and Italy had to be cancelled due to COVID-19. You also thanked the Secretariat for organizing 7 online meetings to complement the subsequent written procedure. You noted during the discussions the comments and concerns by parties and stakeholders provided, so before and during the meeting, and invited any additional comments still by at the end of August. Then you again acknowledged the committee's repeated request for guidance and thanked for its inputs to the ad hoc group's work. You agreed on the urgency for guidance to the parties and for the implementation committee, and you then recognized difficulties there was owing to parties and stakeholders differing or opposing positions, concerns and interest on this issue, and called for parties' willingness to compromise and to make all efforts to provide guidance that it's helpful for parties, the committee, and that would also address parties and public's concerns. And you invited the ad hoc group to finalize the draft, considering delegations' comments. So the draft should be finalized by 19th of October for the Secretariat to process and to forward to the meeting of the parties as an official document, meaning a document limited to 10,700 words. And then you noted the co-chair's request to the ad hoc group members to receive by 31st of August. I think I don't have the right date here, I'm sorry. Proposal for amending and shortening the draft guidance. The proposal should be on substance, not editorial, in track changes, and preferably prepared jointly with the other delegations.